Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. This broadcast is about a new lifestyle. This broadcast is about learning to heal yourself so that that consciousness that we were born with, and we are all born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we will ever need for the journey. That's what this broadcast is about. With our guided meditations, one of the things that we do in the guided meditation, it's a guided prayerful meditation designed to take you out of the hurry and worry, out of the anger, out of all the things that we get caught up in the course of a moment, which can become a lifetime. And so in our prayerful meditation, we remind you of what the beingness that you are is, so that you become self-reliant and understand that the hurry and worry, the anger, is just something that we've learned from others. And so I ask you now, all of you that can, for this prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism, I ask all of you to close your eyes very softly. And that's for all of you that can close your eyes very softly and are not doing something that requires for your eyes to be open, because you can just simply listen to the prayerful meditation. With your eyes closed or even open, begin breathing in and out in a very calm, slow, and deliberate manner, so that you hear the words of the beingness that you are in our prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. Command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. Now I ask all of you to take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to remind you of the first part of the prayerful meditation, where it says, I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. And now I give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. I am Brother Malcolm here. You have some great insight on the meditation.
Yes.
And I know I saw recently where a number of people now talk about meditations as a powerful tool to heal high blood pressure and all other types of illness. So we've been doing it for a while, and I guess people are picking up on it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's definitely how to get out of the toxic, the generational toxicity, and in taking a little time with yourself, and you begin to realize the greater and greater possibilities that you have within. And hopefully that's the way that it's happening.
Well, there's a lot of people, or at least celebrities and people that have the platform of talking about meditation as a tool now to find themselves, heal all kinds of problems in their lives. So it's good. It's good that people are talking about it. Thank you so much for the wonderful meditation and insights.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Okay, folks, and as I was saying to Sister Carolyn, quite a few people are talking about meditations as a tool for bringing peace and calmness into your life. Well, one of the things, before I dwell on it too much for thousands of years, but I guess now the people in the United States are just becoming familiar with it. But meditation has been a tool for thousands of years, as a part of Hinduism and Buddhism. But hey, it's whenever you get to it and you find it, then you can say, hey, folks, I'm writing something new about meditation. How it's healing me of high blood pressure and other issues to calm the mind. I'm Brother Malcolm, and on this broadcast, we deal with the greater power of God within, how to create a powerful mind by cleansing the mind of toxicity and letting go of dependency on the past and others in the past. Create a new way to think and live. On this broadcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful mind. That's the message, folks, that we are propagating, disseminating to all of you. That we are not living outside of ourselves. We are discovering a way to live inside. We're living inside. The heaven, the paradise, is inside. It's not outside. We already know what's outside. What's outside is a world of toxic beliefs and values that you learn about all of them. We're aware of that. What many are unaware of is how do you get to a place where you can free your mind of what others have taught you? How can you free your mind that all of the things that you believe in are really illusions, make-believe? They are things that keep us feeling inadequate, feeling as if we cannot change who we are, the past. Somehow I cannot be fully complete unless I know something about Shakespeare. I cannot be fully complete unless I know something about philosophy, psychology, all the other disciplines, anthropology, sociology, all of the things that somehow is going to make me feel complete. I don't feel good about myself. And I've discovered that that's not the case. So the work that I am doing on enlightenment, all of the work we're doing, is to find a way to overcome our dependency on the past and also to create a powerful mind so that we can enter into self-discovery and discover the consciousness of truth that's in us. That is God. The consciousness of truth leads us to God, the great power, and it's in all of us. See, it's not a single entity in the sense of the way we have been taught about things is about God sitting on a kingdom. And I can understand all of that, and I hope all of you can. It's all coming from King George, who really manipulated the scriptures. So they mirrored his mindset and the mindset of his cohorts that wrote it, manipulated it. You are greater than the person that you are aware of being. And when we rely on the past and depend on the past, we become confused about who we are. No one is born a slave. No one is born a victim. No one is born inadequate. It is only when we believe that because of our race and color, that we are somehow dependent upon our past where we are powerless. But all of the people in the United States of America, and there are people around the world that feel inadequate about themselves and don't know how to get out of the generational toxicity. See, generational toxicity is where you depend on something from a previous generation. And you say, well, I have to depend on something. Well, how can I live in the world? Well, that's the question that you have to answer for yourself. Do you want to live the way that you're living? Do you think things could be better in your life if you remove some of these beliefs that you have about yourself and others? Then we create a new world, a new belief system in the 21st century. See, the people in the past are not the only ones that can create something, folks. Just like somebody, you know, you listen to Thomas Jefferson and all, Andrew Hamilton and George Washington and all, Abraham Lincoln, all those people you read, they're not the only people that can create something, you know. It has nothing to do with someone being inferior or superior because of race and color. That's an illusion. That's an illusion if someone wants to glorify themselves. But you don't have to be. You don't have to be in the belief system that you're in. It's something you're choosing to do because you have not discovered another way to think and live. You don't know anything other than what somebody else taught you, basically. You don't know anything other than that. So what good is it do you to get a philosophy degree or psychology degree and not do anything with it, like create a new psychology for the 21st century, a new philosophy that's not dependent on some antiquated thinking of a Platonism or someone who's going to deal with Socratic reasoning, that we can do better than all of that? But we can't do it as long as we're stuck. And someone is telling you this is the foundation from which you must build your mind. Your philosophical mind must be built foundation of Plato's ideas primarily. Don't I just tell you that? Or Freud or somebody else. You're going to be dealing with psychology from that perspective and not recognize you can do something different. To do something different means you have to let go of the past. I wrote a recent blog, which I encourage all of you to read. You can go Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. It's on Google, Google Blogger. And all you have to do is sign up to be a follower. Sign up only means giving email address and some type of username, internet name that you want to be identified with. That's all that's required. It's simple. Now, it's not going to be something like entertainment, where I'm going to be talking about making, entertaining you. This is not entertainment. This is work. Work on yourself, working in the mind. This is about the daily activities of overcoming our dependency on others. Here's an excerpt from the blog, and I'm midway in the blog, but here's the quotation. Meanwhile, there is a way for us to achieve power and clarity without relying on the past achievements of others. However, for this to happen, we must be willing to unlearn what we learned about the past. We must also be willing to enter self-discovery. It is in self-discovery that we free our minds to search for the consciousness of truth within. The consciousness of truth is the greater power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. See, the consciousness of truth is the light shining within you. It is a living being. And actually, without getting too much into the depths of the consciousness of truth, it is the one that's on the journey here. Believe it or not, that's on the journey here. And that's the one that's going to continue to live. That's the one that's going to continue to live. The consciousness within you will continue to live. And while we're on this journey, it is important to understand what your role is, what our role is. And we begin by understanding we have to overcome toxic judgment of ourselves and others. That's the starting point. And that begins with unlearning. Here's Sister Carolyn. Take a quick break. Bring her back in, and then I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that wonderful insight on what we do on this broadcast, where you can learn more about our program and the broadcast and the work, that we're doing. I'm Brother Malcolm, and you're listening to the Powers of Mind Hour on how to create a powerful mind, to understand that you were divinely created with a powerful mind, and that your power disappeared with your level of understanding someone else's beliefs. The more you know something about somebody else's beliefs, the less you know about your own, about who you are. This is not about you being a victim. This is about you understanding you don't have to be a victim. You're making a choice. And it seems that if you don't make this choice, there's nothing else available for you to choose from. So we typically don't do anything. If someone says we're going to give the children vaccinations for COVID-19, take that as an example. And then you find out that it's been harmful to your children and to yourself. What do you do? What can you do if you're responsible for your children and you believe that if you don't abide by what society is saying, and see, society then put all kinds of regulations on us to say that if we don't take the vaccinations, children can't go to school. That frightens most people because you don't know what to do if the children can't go to school. So you comply. You become obedient. Then the obedience extends to all aspects of your life. And then in your childlike mindset, meaning dependency on someone else, you feel helpless and powerless to do anything. So you can't do anything because people won't allow you to do anything. They won't. The mythical they will not allow you to do it. What I am talking about is a way out of that mindset. I'm talking about the enlightenment mindset, where you don't have to think and live the way others want you to think and live. You don't have to fall for the things that someone is telling you today about meditation, something that you could have discovered on your own without any assistance from anyone else. You can meditate without knowing anything about meditation, because meditation is a process that you use to try to calm yourself down. And anyone can deduce from that if your mind is calm, your body is calm, then your blood pressure is going to be lowered. And that's what Buddhism has been about, Hinduism, Zen Buddhism. So I'm only saying this is that you have your own power to meditate. But if you're going to meditate, have a goal in mind about freeing your mind of your dependency on others. So you're not using meditation based upon what someone has told you. You're using meditation for self-discovery about something in you, a greater power that you are unaware of and how to communicate with. Now, that's effective meditation. Same thing as I use the example of becoming a doctor or a psychologist. We have four principles as the foundation of enlightenment, and they all relate to to direct knowledge, self-acquired intuitive knowledge, meaning something you must acquire for yourself in self-discovery. The first principle, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life, whatever they are. I am judging them, whatever they are today, and you are judging them based upon a toxic mind. So it's not really what's happening, but it's what you have been taught to believe is happening in your life. Knowledge, the second one, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Wherever you are today, your beliefs and values brought you to where you are. I acknowledge, the third one, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. You have this power. Anything you create, you can uncreate. You can unlearn everything you've learned if you're willing to do it. And the fourth, I acknowledge for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. Self-discovery, meaning self-acquired intuitive knowledge, direct knowledge, not hearsay knowledge, not something somebody told you about, something you read about, none of that information. But to get serious about yourself, it's not going, if you're using any technique, whether it's prayer, meditation, or whatever, if it keeps you locked into a position where you're feeling pain and suffering throughout your life, then it's not working. It's not eradicating the pain and suffering in your life. It's not eradicating the system of beliefs that you have. It's not going to change the way the society is functioning. It's still going to be injustice toward people of a certain race and color and class. The class is going to impact all of us, and so is the race and color. Meditation is not going to do anything for that problem. You're going to have to do something about your beliefs that sustain your position in toxicity. Okay, now, wonderful, wonderful broadcast today. We'll be back on the air with another one tomorrow, Overcoming Toxic Judgments of Yourself and Others, Power and Clarity That's Free of Illusions, How to Create a Powerful Mind. Here's Sister Carol. Close us out. Have a great day. We'll both see you back on the radio at 12 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Here's Sister Carol.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Ever since, it's been a long